It's Friday, April 3rd, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Have you ever had a teacher beat you and encourage other children to mock you because you were a Christian? This is the true story that International Christian Concern shared about one little boy named Hannah Youssef in Egypt. Thankfully, Youssef is now at Hope House, a safe place for persecuted Christian children. Claire Evans of International Christian Concern shared about how they're providing a safe haven for Christian students.
We established Hope House with the goal of being able to address the root causes of poverty and persecution and for Christians in Egypt, because so often when you're born a Christian, you're born into poverty and there's no opportunities to ever have anything better. You might be able to go to school, but then your teachers won't teach you. We hear so many Christian students say, I'm getting beaten by my Muslim teacher who just thinks I'm worthless. So they're trapped in this cycle of poverty because they're getting no education and no opportunity to learn what it means to live a better life.
Praise the Lord for International Christian Concern, which is helping these Christian children to put their hope in God in the midst of opposition. Psalm 42, verse 11 asks, Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise Him, my salvation and my God. A World Health Organization representative said the murder of unborn babies should be considered, quote, an essential service, end quote, during the COVID-19 pandemic. Antonella Lavallanet, a WHO medical officer, spoke to nearly 5,000 people last week during an online presentation, reporting that the World Health Organization had released a guidance document in favor of abortion. The document states women should have access to contraception and abortion regardless of their COVID-19 status. Isaiah 1, verses 15 through 17 says, Even though you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Seek justice. Rebuke the oppressor. Defend the fatherless. Plead for the widow. A record 6.6 million Americans filed for unemployment last week, doubling the 3.3 million record set the week before as the United States goes into lockdown in response to the coronavirus outbreak. The highest weekly number of unemployment claims filed previously was 695,000 back in 1982. During a press conference on Wednesday, President Donald Trump said that his greatest disappointment during this coronavirus outbreak is that churches are not able to meet like normal.
My biggest disappointment is that churches can't meet in a time of need. You know, this is really a great time for churches to be together, for people to get together on a Sunday or whenever, any day and meet. And yet, if you do that, if you do it close, you're really giving this invisible enemy a very big advantage.
Although there are no federal guidelines prohibiting churches from gathering, some states like Washington are banning worship services, while other states like Texas and Florida have exempted churches from their coronavirus policies. As of yesterday, U.S. cases of COVID-19 reached over 213,000, with over 4,500 deaths. New York is now the epicenter of the outbreak in the U.S., accounting for nearly half of U.S. cases and over half of U.S. deaths. Samaritan's Purse, the Christian aid organization, is setting up a field hospital in New York City's Central Park to help meet the demand for more hospital beds during the outbreak. You can make a donation to Samaritan's Purse through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. The company MyPillow will manufacture up to 50,000 N95 medical masks a day starting today. Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow, announced the plan on Monday during a press conference at the White House. Lindell also encouraged Americans to use this time to turn to God.
God gave us grace on November 8, 2016. To change the course we were on. God had been taken out of our schools and lives. A nation had turned its back on God. And I encourage you to use this time at home to get back in the Word, read our Bibles, and spend time with our families. Our president gave us so much hope where just a few short months ago, we had the best economy, the lowest unemployment, and wages going up. It was amazing. With our great president, vice president, and this administration, and all the great people in this country praying daily, we will get through this and get back to a place that's stronger and safer than ever.
Ephesians 6 verse 18 says, "Pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people." And finally, as an update to yesterday's story on the oldest COVID-19 survivor, 104-year-old Bill Lapshies may now be the oldest to beat the virus. Not only did the Oregon man celebrate his recent recovery on Wednesday, but his 104th birthday as well. Lapshies was born in 1916, 2 years before the Spanish flu pandemic, and served in the U.S. Army during World War II. He has two grandchildren, six great-grandchildren, and five great-great-grandchildren. And that's The World View in 5 minutes, on this Friday, April 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.